Singlets are bringing prices within everyone's reach. Our colour TVs start at an incredible £125, and our demonstration videos start at just £299. And there's free membership of the video library if you buy a video from our Thomas Street branch. Low prices and guaranteed goods. That's what you get at Telemart. That's why we're the new name for TV and video value.
Whether you're having a takeaway meal or eating in a restaurant, eating should be a pleasure. And at the Amalfi Fast Food Takeaway, it is. Why not try our mouth-watering homemade pizza with a choice of toppings? Or our famous homemade lasagna. We're open every night until 1:30, with main opening Friday and Saturday till 3:30. The Amalfi, Upper Rathgar Road, just 2 minutes from Rathmines Center. The Amalfi Fast Food Takeaway. Food like a mama used to make.
Just 4 hours once a week, and you know where your favorite songs are in the national music scene. My name's Casey Kasem, and I'll be counting them down every week on American Top 40. The countdown can be heard Sundays from 12 until 4 in stereo, right here on Radio Nova.
They say that I should take you from my mind, but that's hard to do when everything I care about is you. What kind of boy are you looking for, girl? Must he be just like the sweet movie star?
Consistent bands, Hot Chocolate, and What Kind of Boy You're Looking For. And we'll play that one specially for Ada, who's listening at the moment out in Palmerstown. Hello! And it's time for me to say goodbye as well. It's coming up on 5 minutes.
Say goodbye.
See you again next weekend. Hope you enjoyed the program. And I leave you with Spandau Ballet.
And true.
Goodbye.
Biggest industrial democracies have been arriving in Williamsburg, Virginia, in the United States for this weekend's economic summit. President Reagan, in a statement, said that he expected the leaders to narrow differences in international economic policy. Leaders of West Germany, Japan, France, Britain, Canada, and Italy, and the president of the European Commission, Mr. Gaston Thorn, will attend the summit. At home, the Amalgamated Transport Union, the largest in the ESB, has said it will start industrial action on the 7th of June in support of the pay claim. In a statement last night, the unions did not specify the nature of its proposed action, but power cuts are believed likely because of the union's vital position in the ESB. The position of other unions in regard to the dispute has not yet been stated. Heroin with a possible street value of £1 million was seized at London's Heathrow Airport tonight. The drugs were discovered after a 38-year-old Dublin man travelling from India to Dublin was detained. He's now been formally arrested. About a kilo of heroin was involved, according to police. Up to 1,200 people took part in a protest march in Dublin yesterday in support of Nicky Kelly, who was transferred to the Curra Military Hospital on the 27th day of his hunger strike. The demonstration ended with a rally. Army experts from Dundalk have now removed the bomb left at Ballybay Cattle Mart in County Monaghan yesterday for further examination. The device consisted of two separate metal boxes containing Cortex explosives and weighed about 12 pounds each. They were combined by a timing device. An anonymous telephone caller claimed that two bombs had been planted at the mark, but a second device has not yet been found. Another man has appeared in court in Belfast on charges based on the evidence of Henry Kirkpatrick, whose wife has been kidnapped by the INRA in an attempt to prevent him supplying the IOC with information. The man, named as 22-year-old Joseph Connolly from the Falls area of the city, was accused of being a member of the INRA and of possessing firearms. There were angry scenes at the Verone dockyard in Cork yesterday when the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Peter Barry, officially opened the Lewis Skiddy ferry terminal. The Minister was jeered and heckled by dockyard workers who shouted that we want jobs. 350 of the workers are to be laid off under a redundancy scheme which began yesterday. Management at the yard blamed the layoffs and the government's refusal to confirm orders for two ships promised to the Verone yards several years ago. British Labour leader Mr. Foote has issued a clear warning to the party's parliamentary candidates that if elected, they must commit themselves to upholding the party's constitution. He was speaking in Bradford last night when he shared the platform with several other Labour candidates, including Mr. Pat Wall, a supporter of militant tendencies. Mr. Foote's warning is believed to have been chiefly aimed at Mr. Wall. And with the British general election now less than a month away, the latest opinion polls in several British Sunday newspapers indicate a conservative lead over Labour of between 16 and 18%. There are signs of increasing support for the SDP Liberal Alliance. Four polls suggest that the Conservatives will receive 46 to 49.5% of the vote. Labour support varies between 30 and 33%, while the Alliance share is put at between 18 and 23%. The United States has reacted strongly to warnings from Moscow that the Soviet Union will deploy more missiles in Europe to counter the placing of American cruise and Pershing missiles there. In its response to the Soviet statement, the American State Department said Soviet demands for nuclear forces as large as those of all other countries combined was tantamount to a demand for military superiority. It added that if Russia wants to stop the deployment of new American missiles in Europe, it could accept President Reagan's proposals to eliminate medium-range missiles. The spokesman for the State Department has reaffirmed that French nuclear missiles are national deterrence and could not be included in the disarmament talks between NATO and the USSR. President Reagan has had an urgent meeting with some of his senior advisers about the military buildup on Lebanon's borders. He issued an appeal to Israel and Syria to exercise the utmost restraint to reduce the risk of open conflict. Mr. Reagan urged Syria to withdraw its forces from the area in line with Israel. Tensions between Israeli and Syrian forces in Lebanon have been mounting following extensive maneuvers by Syrian troops and a ground attack on Israeli aircraft over the Bekaa Valley yesterday. Syria has announced that the Lukoil maneuvers have not ended, but Israeli forces are still set to be on special alert. Meanwhile, a revolt against the Palestinian Liberation Organization's leader, Yasser Arafat, seems to be growing. Five leaders of the Fatah group are said to be refusing to take orders from Mr. Arafat. He joined five other senior officers who broke away 3 weeks ago, demanding more military policies. The Polish Solidarity leader, Lech Wałęsa, spent 3 hours at police headquarters in Gdańsk today, but he again refused to answer any questions. The interrogation centered on the dissident movement CORE, five of whose members are in jail since last September, accused of attempting to overthrow the state. Mr. Wałęsa said after his release that he was ordered to report again on Monday. Finally, the newsreader in the English language service of Radio Moscow, Vladimir Danchev, who recently made broadcasts apparently critical of the Soviet Union, has reportedly been ordered to leave Moscow and return to his hometown of Kashkin. Mr. Danchev, on a number of occasions, read news items critical of Soviet defense policy and the presence of Soviet troops in Afghanistan. Mr. Spokesman described the broadcast as a personal mistake. It's not clear whether any charges will be brought against Mr. Danchev. That's independent radio news in Ireland at 5 minutes past midnight.
Thank you, Ken. Depending on the weather forecast this morning, a cold and cloudy night expected with scattered flakes of rain. But some heavier times and winds are northerly in duration. From light tomorrow and falls 3 to 4 in WA. And city temperature 6 degrees Celsius. Good morning, but all night long will be broken from now till 6. I'm
social scene? Then you're not alone. Datadate has thousands of people on their computer just like you. And by the laws of probability, there are people emotionally, mentally, and physically right for you. Datadate is a computerized introductory service for single, separated, and widowed people of all ages and from all walks of life. If you'd like to know more, then send a stamped addressed envelope in strictest confidence to Datadate, 4 Spencer Avenue, Dublin 1.
Go there, buggy!
If you're the type of person that enjoys the outdoor life, then Army Bargains on 30 Little Mary Street, just off Capel Street, is the place for you. Army Bargains. Try us for a bargain on airbeds, tents, sleeping bags, parka jackets, combat jackets, and ex-Army gear. Army Bargains. Telephone 744-600. Down-to-earth prices for down-to-earth people.
Okay. hot shot, she's gonna make it through the night. She's gonna make it.
Thank you. Breakfast on a Sunday morning, 15 minutes to 10 o'clock with Jerry Baker, and, or should I say Jerry Rafferty in Baker Street. Our number is 604-043. If you want to ring us, 604-043. Styx and Mr. Roboto. Mr. Roboto bringing us to 11 minutes to 10 o'clock on Radio Nova. Say hello now to Andy Roach in Sutton. Philip was on the phone, wants to say hello and good morning to yourself, presumably that's your brother. Especially for Candy Girl, new edition. Here it is on Radio Nova, playing all your favorites on a Sunday morning.
My girl likes candy, a candy cane. She helps me wrap up all my things. She's so fine, as can be. I know you will. Do you really care? Do you really care?
looks so sweet. She makes my heart, but she still can't play.
My girl's the best, and that's no lie. She tells me that I'm her only guy.
That might be true, but my girl's a joy. She don't play around, she's right to the point.
My girl's like candy, a candy tree. She hugs me high up on my feet.
Hopefully Andy Roach and Sutton enjoyed that. Thank you, Philip, for ringing in. We say hello now to Sharon and Caroline on Avon Road. They want the new one from the Police, Every Breath You Take, on Nova. Clutter-free, commercial-free until 10 o'clock. Our number 604-063. Phone lines open until 10.
Every breath you take, every move you
Take from the Police on Radio Nova on a Sunday morning at 5 minutes to 10 o'clock. Now say hello to Alison Healy, who's in the YMCA in Sandyman. The message, Alison, from Colm is don't study too hard today. Do take a day off. Don't be killing yourself. Don't try and squeeze two more in between now and ten. First run, Fun Boy 3. Our lips are sealed.
Thank you.
playing your favourites, Funboy 3 and our lips are sealed. Now we say hello quickly before the news to Carmel Mooney in Wolfton Square South. It's her birthday on Tuesday and your son David was on the phone and he also wants to say hello to you from his wife Marion and your grandson John. For you, taking us up to Brian and the news at 10, Kaja Gugu and Too Shy.
Lions Tea Time. Broadcasting from Dublin on 819 kHz medium wave and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 10 o'clock. This is Brian Dobson. Good morning. In the north, about 350 petrol bombs were thrown at police in Derry's Bogside early this morning. The disturbances, which involved a crowd of about 100, began just before midnight and continued for over 3 hours. Police fired several plastic bullets to disperse the crowd. No one was injured, but a bank damaged in a previous bomb attack was destroyed by fire. There were no arrests. The largest union, the ESB, has decided to take industrial action in support of a pay claim. In a statement last night, the Amalgamated Transport Union did not specify the nature of its action, but it's understood that if it goes ahead, there'll be power cuts from Tuesday week. The union's general secretary has accused the ESB of allowing itself to be used as an instrument of government policy on public sector pay. Abroad, leaders of the major Western industrial nations have had their first meeting at the Economic Summit in Williamsburg in the United States. The leaders got together at a working dinner hosted by President Reagan. One of the main topics they discussed was defense and arms control. The United States has expressed concern about the Syrian military build-up in Lebanon. President Reagan has appealed to both Israel and Syria to exercise the utmost restraint to reduce the risk of open conflict. Earlier, Syria... ...the Bekaa Valley and the Golan Heights. The Israelis have put their forces on special alert because of the exercises. In Paris, three people were injured in a car bomb explosion which seriously damaged a restaurant in the centre of the city last night. One of those injured, a passerby, was badly burned. The other two were only slightly hurt. A military court in Warsaw has passed the death sentence on a Pole who works in the West for an American finance broadcasting organisation. He's Zdzisław Najda, the head of the Polish language service of Radio Free Europe, which broadcasts from West Germany to the communist countries of Eastern Europe. He was tried in his absence and found guilty of spying for the Americans. Mr. Najda emigrated to the West shortly before martial law was imposed in Poland in 1981. Part of the West German capital Bonn and the neighbouring city of Cologne have been flooded for the second time in 7 weeks as the Rhine rose far above its normal level. The Rhine and other major rivers in the region have been closed to shipping because of the floods. Power and telephone links have been cut and considerable damage has been inflicted on vineyards. And finally, with the British election now less than a month away, the latest opinion polls in several British Sunday newspapers this morning indicate a Conservative lead over Labour between 16 and 18%, and there are signs of increasing support for the SDP Liberal Alliance. Four polls suggest that the Conservatives will receive 46 to 49% of the vote. Labour support varies between 30 and 33%, while the Alliance share is put at between 18 and 23%. And that's the independent radio news from Ireland. The time just gone, 3 minutes past 10. Radio Nova.
Thanks very much, Brian, and the weather for Dublin for Sunday. Cool and dry with patches of light rain in places, and apart from a few sunny spells, it'll remain rather cloudy. Sounds horrible. The winds are light to moderate on the bay, northerly in direction, and the city high for Dublin between 12 and 14 degrees Celsius. Michael.